So this practice this afternoon will be guided by all of us. We will guide each other in this practice of what's called mudita. Mudita is one of these divine abode practices. Pascal mentioned a Brahma-vihara, like loving-kindness, compassion, and equanimity are its other companions. Mudita is often translated as sympathetic joy, and that can be a little confusing because it's not related to sympathy in that way. It's more sympathetic joy as in a symphony, as in the shared resonance, the vibration of those instruments as they come together in a harmonic, symphonic collaboration, vibration. So we can think of this as harmonic joy, resonant joy, sympathetic joy in this way. It means the delight in the well-being of others, delighting in the well-being of others. All of these Brahma-viharas have near and far enemies, which means things that seem like it and seem very different than the quality we're cultivating. The near enemy, what seems like joy, can be exuberance. We think this is what joy is. Really high, elevated, super excited, exuberance. And we might experience joy seeing the exuberance of children playing, but it's a sweet, calm experience that is known in relation to that. And sometimes we can have joy, so I'll just relate as a mother, that's related, say, to a child or my team, my child, my country, my whatever, that something good, some joy is happening. But there can become some selfing in that my child is doing so well and da-da-da. And there's kind of a taking of some self-interest in it, which is a little bit different than this harmonic, resonant, just simple joy in relation to others. And the far enemy, another near enemy I'll just mention, can be insincerity, like, that's really great, I'm so happy for you. And it can sound like we're really, that's so nice. But you can hear in there that the far enemy is in there. The far enemy is envy. There's really like, so much goodness happening for you. And so I'm mentioning these so that if this is arising for us, to please not add a layer of shame, that this is a practice, that these are aspects that may arise for us, identification or envy, wanting, it may show in the practice, and it's a cultivation. This is a Brahma-vihara. It's something we're growing an intention for and loosening the entanglements of the heart. So know that it's part of the practice, if that is arising, to to meet with that with kindness. So we'll just settle into our posture and hopefully inviting. Can there be a simple joy known here, just sitting here with this being? And as we hear each other's joys as they're read, to know that there's nothing needs to be done with it. We don't need to do anything with it, make anything of it. It's not claimed by anyone. We're all just seeing how it resonates and lands for us, with us. So you might like to rest in this bigger container, in this awareness of our shared presence here. But you also might choose just to rest in awareness in your own heart center. If there's feelings of overwhelm, you can open the eyes. Just let these shower down around us. Seeing a groundhog. Cleaning the honey dispenser for others to enjoy. The way things are always changing. Bunny rabbit in woods. Hugs. Puppies. Just being here and now for this moment. the vast landscape turning green. The sweet memory of rocking my grandson to sleep. The flavor of a banana. A delusion having arisen after many years to be seen in the light of the day. The sweetness of the bleeding heart plants coming into bloom. Blessed be. Coexistence of leaves and no leaves on red maple. Simplicity of my room, bed, chair, desk, sink. stimulating conversation, a nap with my puppy. Body, bird song, I felt alive this morning. The soft morning sunlight awakening the world. Warm sun on face, kissed by a passing breeze. The bird on the nest. I've seen the frog, thinking all these daffodils were planted by people. Bright stars in a clear sky, above the trees in the garden. Saint Ignatius lit up and ready for takeoff. The sight of a tiny bird flying out of its exquisite nest. The earth smiling to the sun through a myriad of velvety dandelions in full bloom. The gentle caress of the wind on my forehead. The sound of children laughing and playing. Wrapping my arms around a tree. A chorus of spring peepers heralding another season of exuberant growth. A gentle joy in meeting again with the members of my small group. Peeling and eating a hard-boiled egg with salt. Remembering Pascal teaching about deodorant usage and saying, we're not digging trenches. And sprouts. Wind, burnt neck pain, flavor of food, the exuberant laughter and chatter of young children. Space to see the relationship with unpleasant. Fingers peeling eggs. the opportunity and safe space to sit with the emotion. Sunshine, silence, On retreat, there's no job, no traffic, no bills to pay, no family drama, no grocery shopping, no garage to clean. I don't even have to think about what I'm going to eat. Joyful recalling a student and the awareness that they are now practicing meditation. My teeth, mighty Shiva, destroyer of broccoli. Broccoli dissolves, reappears as yogi. The sweetness and kindness on your faces when you offer me help. Metta. A red cardinal, a yellow budgie, even a bumblebee. the delights of nature, seeing a sparkly navy blue insect carry its baby on its back, a blue jay up close, a blue butterfly. Frogs serenading as the sun sets. Apple blossoms opening. Noticing the presence of the yogi to my left, right, in front and behind, precious Sangha. An excerpt from a poem by Naomi Shihab Nye. So much happiness. Happiness floats. It doesn't need you to hold it down. It doesn't need anything. Happiness lands on the roof of the next house singing and disappears when it wants to. You are happy either way. Even the fact that you once lived in a peaceful treehouse and now live over a quarry of noise and dust cannot make you unhappy. Everything has a life of its own. It too could wake up filled with possibilities of coffee cake and ripe peaches. And love, even the floor which needs to be swept, the soiled linens and scratched records. Since there's no place large enough to contain so much happiness, you shrug, you raise your hands, and it flows out of you into everything you touch, You are not responsible. You take no credit. As the night sky takes no credit for the moon, but continues to hold it and share it, and in that way be known.